All right, best 5 minutes of the day, 5:45, 57 degrees. It's the WIB Wake Up Show. Jason Kanz, Mark Halverson on WWIVWIB.com. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
It is a Monday morning, and you did a little gardening before church yesterday, I guess.
I did. You know, I spent a fair amount of time in the garden yesterday. I knew it was going to rain yesterday afternoon, and I've been trying to beautify my yard. We have a lot of really cool perennials out there, but I'm trying to take steps to increase that. And my eldest daughter recently bought a house, and they had a number of plants in their yard, and she was wanting to split some of those. So she brought me some ferns and hostas yesterday and came and stole some of our plants yesterday to put in her yard. And so it was just kind of a time to get out and dig before the rain came through.
So,
and
she was stealing books and plants, apparently.
She was, exactly. And, you know, it's fun to see that. I think I was sharing with you, I was a little bit sensitive about the books leaving the house. I mean, even though they were her books, but it was good. It was, fun to do that. I guess that means now there's more space on my bookshelves again. So,
well, speaking of books,
fill those back in.
So we had said, I think I'd shared with you that my mom was coming. And so we've got our listening friend, Bob, who likes to give us books.
Yep.
So
yeah.
Apparently he'd made a stop at our house Saturday, but I was off spending some time with my mom and stepdad before we had a picnic and sent them off around the noon hour. So we get cousin subs, we're wrapping up the time, and all of a sudden Peggy, she stands up and she says to my mom and stepdad, she's like, "Who?" I don't know the exact word, but she's like, "Who's your all-time favorite comedian?" And it's like, "What, Peggy?" And she's saying this, and so then my mom they pause a little bit, and my mom goes, "Well, I guess there's Bob Hope." And it's like they won on a game show, because Peggy's like, "That's the answer." Because Bob, the listener, came down our driveway early Saturday morning, earlier, and had come with a book of correspondence of Bob Hope to soldiers during World War II, and said, "I've got two copies of this. Ask Mark's mom and stepdad who their favorite comedian is. If they answer Bob Hope, give them a copy of this book. Otherwise, give it to Jason." So I'm sorry you lost out on that one.
That's wonderful. You know, I think I would have never said Bob Hope.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know who he was, but that just would not have been my choice. That was cool to see that.
They even started to read to our friend Bob. They even started to read the book as they looked out at beautiful McDonough Park out over the water there. And there's just a great view. And they fell in love with the park. And so there you go. Thanks to him for that thoughtful gesture again.
Yeah.
And we're raising the question this morning, who is your all-time favorite comedian? It's on the WIB Wake Up Show page and on the listener line here on a Make Us Laugh Monday, 396-1670. I think I'm going to maybe say Tim Hawkins is my all-time favorite.
You know, I have loved a lot of comedians over the years, and I'm probably going to say Tim Hawkins as well. And it feels like that's the obvious Christian answer.
Yeah.
But yet he is just so good. I love the musical pieces that he has worked up. You know, I was thinking of other folks from longer ago. I love Chris Farley.
Mm-hmm.
I think if there were somebody that I were going to go see in concert, I think that's who it would be. I think it would be Tim Hawkins.
No, so. I was privileged to have had the chance to see him one of the times. He was here back-to-back years. I think you saw him both times, didn't you, at the Pablo Center?
Yeah. It was... Ian used to be pretty obsessed with Tim Hawkins, and so we did the backstage Uber pass sort of thing one of the years he was here, and that was just really neat to do that as well.
Very fun. All right. Well, I would say, Stephen Wright was somebody who had just a very deadpan expression, and he had these one-liners. The one that's always stuck with me is, "It's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it." And so, I mean, he's just had lots of very odd thoughts. Michael Jr. is somebody who I've taken the line where he's like that there's six ways of looking at everything. And comedians just come up with, you know, they look at things differently, which I think we got to agree. So
You know, I've often wondered about that process, you know, to be comedians. How do they look at the world? Ian was watching Jim Gaffigan yesterday. And, you know, how does he kind of come at the world and come up with bits that they're going to talk about?
Well, we've got our first two answers. We welcome others at 396-1670 or the WIB Wake Up Show page. Two votes for Tim Hawkins. I'm thinking he'd win here this morning. We'll see. A lot of other great comedians. My whole thing, we'll get to a song here in a moment, but the idea of, if you have cover bands, and it seems to be fine, like a cover band is going to do the Beatles or Elvis or Bob Dylan. Today's his 80th birthday. But why can't you have cover comedians who just, hey, I'm going to do other people's jokes tonight? I mean, that seems like that's not okay.
That's true. I suppose it probably falls more in line with the idea of you can't, you know, authors, there's not cover authors for books. You
that's true.
I'm just going to rehash somebody else's book.
Yeah, so. I guess it's interesting, though, you can do that with songs. Having said that, I think I have enjoyed in years gone by, like being with some folks and doing Who's On First, the classic Abbott and Costello routine. Well,
amazing.
She's here, people. First time since Thursday. Susan, welcome. Good morning.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Mark. Hey, Drew.
What a way to start the week with the counselor, comedian extraordinaire. My voice just going to win out there. Drew Frelich from Michigan.
Already comedic.
Yeah, and he is fresh off of a child's birthday. Now, I understand your son, your six-year-old son, was at another party. Take us about into this scene here.
Well, okay, so I'm a little bit weird, right? I'm 36 years old, but I've been in China my whole life, and they don't throw parties for their kids.
Aww.
So I've never been to a kid's birthday party before until Saturday. And I've kind of been putting it off, you know. He's gotten a lot of invitations, and we're like, COVID, and they're like,
okay.
Oh, didn't you have... You know, we just, at some point, it wasn't even COVID. That was just sort of an excuse, you know?
I feel you.
It was like the procrastinator's dream come true.
Yeah, you can't continue to say COVID until the year 2030. That's a little bit safe, yeah.
Right. So we did go, you know, and I'd never been to one of these before. And I was like, wow, this is what happened? I mean, Mark, I was overwhelmed. It looked like a DEA raid, you know, on the house.
What happened? Like, what did you see? What did you see?
Okay, so there's basically some parents sitting in a room while children who are, like, you know, hyped up on sugar just... I mean, they were literally tearing the house.
Running amok.
I was shocked at the freedom of American children. You know, just like... Mm-hmm. It was like a frat party, you know? It was trash. There was hot dogs rolling on the carpet. There was cake smeared into stuff. They were throwing dirt at one point. I was like, I don't even know where they got these buckets of dirt. They're just throwing dirt at each other.
But was the child deliriously happy celebrating his birth?
Of course not. The child is crying. The child always cries.
Oh, he was distraught. Yeah,
exactly.
You know? I'm like, why are you so upset, Casey? Like, you got a bunch of cake. You know, he had, like, a huge cake all to himself. Everyone's dressed like a dinosaur. I mean, like, what's there to be so sad about, you know?
Why was he sad?
Mark, that's just what happens. That's just what happens when it's your birthday. Every single picture I have of my children when they're young at their birthday, they have that pointy hat kind of askew on their head, and they're in tears. I don't know why.
Well, that's why the song, It's My Party, I Can Cry If I Want
To,
right?
There you go.
So. There it is. So since the birthday party, my son has started playing this game, which is very depressing to me. He's like, when I'm 30, how old will you be? When I'm 40, how old will you be?
Okay.
He goes, when I'm 100, how old will you be? I go, buddy, we'll both be in heaven with Jesus.
Yeah, right.
Let's be realistic. Yeah, we're not making it to 130.
Now, I know you and I share the same birthday, June 12th. When is his birthday, your son's birthday? When does he turn 7?
March 10th.
Okay. It's a while
off.
First
day of the pandemic in Michigan. So he's got that on his record as well. So.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Thank you, Drew. Happy Monday, WWIB.
Great to talk to you, Drew.
All right. It is the weekend recap segment of the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, on a Monday morning. And I'm going to start off. My mom and stepdad visited. It was great. Friday night and Saturday. But at the end of the time of the picnic on Saturday, Peggy just comes out and goes, hey, I need to ask you, who's your all-time favorite comedian? And it was sort of like puzzling.
Great question,
and
Peggy.
They, paused and said, well, my mom begins, she goes, well, Bob Hope was, and Peggy all of a sudden's like, they won a game show. Because apparently Bob, a WIB listener, especially a big fan of the 545 Best 5 Minutes with Jason Kanz, had got a book of Bob Hope and dropped it off Saturday morning at our house and said, ask Mark's mom who her favorite comedian, if she says Bob Hope, give her the book.
Wow.
Lo and behold.
There
so
you
that
go.
Was kind of a crazy unfolding of the weekend. Hence, that's our question this morning. Who's your all-time favorite comedian? We have a couple of votes early for Tim Hawkins.
Oh, okay. And people can text that in.
There you go. On the
715-396-1670. My weekend started early on Friday. Woke up to no water. You know when your life just kind of blows up and you have big trucks coming in? And, you know, I'm just thankful that we have access to people who knew how to fix it. I asked you guys to pray. God got these guys here. But here's the thing. When you have a home repair, in our case, a new well, a new water well, pump, whatever, and you come out with your checkbook and you go, what do I owe you? And they just sort of look at you with sympathy and say, I'm going to have to figure this out. We'll bill you.
Yeah, right.
It's like, ooh.
We need a bigger calculator.
It's like, honey, that checkbook, I can just tell. So, but that's
start
okay.
Start smoking on the edges.
Yeah, I know. They just looked at me like, you poor sweet child. That's so funny. You thought you could just pay for this. Huh. But that's okay. I have water. I even took a shower today.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
Thank you, Lord.
Well, we celebrated my sister Lydia's high school graduation Friday night and Saturday, and I have to say the highlight of my weekend. When you're part of a large family, I'm second of 9 kids, as a lot of people know, when you're able to have all of your siblings back together in one place, there's a delightful chaos to it. And I have to say, probably self-induced, but I've really, really been struggling, really a lot of stress recently and in kind of some tough places. And so there's no place that gives me greater peace than being with my family.
You needed
that. And having everybody together. So that's my praise to the Lord for giving me something I needed over the last few days.
I saw some video of your grandma shooting hoops even.
Almost 85 and grandma can still ball.
You have the coolest family,
it's awesome.
So cool.
Make Us Laugh Monday. Thanks for your jokes so far. And your voice in 715-396-1670. Also asking you, who's your all-time favorite comedian? And here we go with our best jokes of the week. Let me start it off here this morning, guys. Hey, if a cookie falls on the floor and you pick it up, that's a squat, right?
Yes. I think it counts.
Good, good.
Mine kind of ties into that.
Good.
I just can't believe I forgot to go to the gym again yesterday. Mm. That's 6 years in a row now.
You know what? I heard about a dog running 100 miles to retrieve a stick, and I thought, that's pretty far-fetched.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, Make Us Laugh Monday.
A lot of
this
running
show.
And exercise line. I mean, I had a job once. I didn't know if I told you guys about this. And my boss had said that there was a 401k, and I said, I can't run that far.
This one's about distance, too. Ooh. We are on the same wavelength. You know, it's impossible to lose a homing pigeon. If your homing pigeon doesn't come back, you just had a pigeon.
All right, here's my last one for the day on a Make Us Laugh Monday. The Sunday morning service had ended, and the pastor was greeting parishioners as they were leaving. Everyone was friendly as they greeted him, but no one said anything about his sermon. The pastor was getting a little concerned about that until someone said, oh, pastor, your sermon today reminded me of the peace and love of God. A little puzzled, the pastor asked him to please explain what he meant, and the parishioner explained, well, pastor, that sermon reminded me of the peace of God because it passed all understanding, and it reminded me of the love of God because it endured forever.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
That's what I've got this morning.
I'm going to close it out with this one. You know, with the rise of self-driving vehicles, it's got to be only a matter of time until there's a country song where a guy's truck leaves him.
It's coming.
And finally, on the WIB Wake Up Show, the worst joke of all. What is the opposite of a croissant and happy uncle? Get it? Croissant. Happy uncle.
Yes.
Ooh la la.
There we go. Make Us Laugh Monday on the WIB Wake Up Show.
You know, there are some deep thinkers out there. At least I've heard there are. I'm not one of them. But there are people out there that have come up with some pretty interesting thoughts. And I think they're going to spark some thought on your part. Let's get you started here thinking, Mark.
Yeah, every hollow chocolate bunny is carrying a pocket of air from somewhere else in the world.
Huh. That's true.
Some deep thoughts here in the Wib Wake Up Show. It's pretty fortunate that we were able to get everyone to agree on what color the surrender flag is.
So true.
Getting everybody well. To agree on anything is impossible.
It's white. Yes, thank you. How about this? Your wife is technically your ex-girlfriend. My husband is technically my ex-boyfriend.
Deep thoughts.
Thoughts on the Wib Wake Up Show. It's weird how people argue so much about how good sports team are, seeing that there are statistics saying exactly that.
Oh, I get it. Like, you could just look it up, which is the best team.
Maybe you think here on the Wib Wake Up Show, one more. At a certain point, if a chocolate chip is too big, it becomes a kiss.
Wow.
Is that what they all aspire to be?
Wow, so when you see a kiss, you know it was just a chocolate chip that really tried hard and made its dreams come true. Thanks, guys.
I feel like there's a graduation speech in there somewhere.
I've got a lot to think about the rest of the day.
I know it.
Well, there are some things you can never have too many of if you have kids. And I can attest to this. With my first kid, I had a lot of clothes that were 0 to 3 months and didn't even use those.
Right.
But ongoing, and these are things that I think anyone would find useful. So on the Wib Wake Up Show, here are things you can never have enough of when you have kids. Go for it, Caleb.
All right. Number one is socks.
So true.
I have to say, at some point, you just give up. You know what? Maybe you're better parents than I am. But at some point, you just give up hoping the socks will match. And
no.
It's like, if they have two socks on their little feet, if you keep them from having bare feet.
Right.
And then my kids take off their socks and toss them into the air with jubilation and glee at every opportunity anyway. So
I think I reached a new low when I showed up at a homeschool meeting. And one of my kids, she had a blue sock and the other one was a Christmas sock. I thought, okay.
At least in the summer, they can just wear sandals.
Right, and their feet always match.
Or barefoot is more socially acceptable.
Right.
February, not as much.
Here's another thing you can never have enough of when you have kids. Mr. Clean erasers.
Because they are going to write on the walls.
They are going to. And they get all my grime off, too.
Things you can never have enough of with kids here on the Wib Wake Up Show. How about Band-Aids?
Yes.
Yeah, stick them in the purse, in the tote bag, in the vanity, in the mirror. Yeah.
But
in the car.
Not just when they're hurt. I mean, there was a time with our kids, I said, Phil, I believe that our Band-Aids should come out of our entertainment budget. Because I have an owie. I can't see it. Okay, you want a little aerial Band-Aid? No problem.
There's something comforting about a Band-Aid.
There is. How about snacks? You can never have enough snacks with kids, like prepackaged. Yes.
And half of them will get lost under the car seats, and you will only find them when you are vacuuming out your vehicle. So you can never have enough snacks. A few more here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Things you can never have enough of with kids. How about toothbrushes?
So true.
Right?
They're getting dropped in unsanitary places.
Or being used on the dog.
Or you need them to clean little crevices.
More toothbrushes, please.
Yes. Another thing that you can never have enough of with kids, wipes. Any kind of wipes. Washcloths, baby wipes.
Antibacterial wipes. Just, yep, it's good. And final thing you can never have enough of with kids. How about this? Mamas, can you identify? Arms. Arms. When everyone wants to be held and you have the groceries and you have the keys and you're trying to counsel a friend who's going through a tough time on the phone. It's like, man, you're just holding it up there with your shoulder. Arms. Arms.
Yes. Thank you, moms. Thank you, dads.
When you have littles, we know it can be tough. However, I have to say, as a parent with rather young children right now, too, I also, parents know that there are some moments that no one else can quite grasp unless they have little kids. Those moments of joy where it just seems like the clouds part and you're seeing the reflection of the glory of God. It's like, wow, this little me and you gave me such a gift, Lord, by giving me children. So we celebrate that as well.